I went to Subway one time and I ordered a steak and cheese thing, you know. And she goes, "We don't have steak." Okay, cool. I'll move on. Yeah. And then she started to really go into detail explaining why they don't have steak, that their tray, their steak trays fell over at the factory before they could get them.
You don't, like, care.
I've moved on in my head. You can just say we don't have it and I'm good.
Yeah, because it happens.
Yeah. And the more she told me, the less I believed her. That's not a true story at all.
He tried too hard.
Yeah, now I'm questioning everything about this place.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's food. It's my heart's not that set on a sandwich.
But if you're in a food place, like, if they don't have something you want, there's plenty of alternatives in there.
Yeah, you just make another decision. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much for some other people, though.
What I want you to do is, if something's on your menu, then make it available. If it's not available, then...
This lady, she's in Canada. The video, everyone was filming her. The video is like 3.5 minutes long. She's on this tirade because they didn't have any meatballs for a meatball sub.
And I understand that maybe you're angry. Her voice is the most annoying voice I have ever heard.
She's got that whole menu. She's got that whole weird kind of...
What I want you to do is, if something's on your... Menu.
If it's on your menu, you're playing it. I was like, you have to stop. I was getting angry just listening to her.
He was. I would have this morning. You told me turn it off.
I can't. If it's on your menu, shut up, lady. Who cares? Like, have you ever? I've never actually seen anybody freak out in public like that. What do you have to tell her? Like, pipe down.
Oh, and the thing is, what if you go and check out the video at eagle977.com keyword mornings, because there's a whole line of people behind her. I would be. Listen, lady, I'm hungry. I need some food.
I was very uncomfortable. I was at the Dover Starbucks, and this lady was watching the barista, who was extremely busy.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only one that was back there. And I know that, listen, you order a certain way, you want it a certain way.
Yep.
I'm just not that upset about things in life. I've had real issues before, so Starbucks doesn't upset me. Uh-huh. I've had real things happen to me. And she ordered 8 pumps, and she's like, that was 7 pumps. I ordered 8. And
then really?
She got some foamy drink. He put the cap on and a little bit. It didn't drip.
Okay.
A little foam came over the lid and, to the underside of the lid. And she's like, I know you're busy, but you can't be sloppy like this. I was like, oh, this lady.
That's a lady who's not getting any.
Oh, my God.
It has to be. If you're that pent up about small things like that.
Yeah. At the end, I'm like, yo, cool it. Why are you so hype about some foam on the side of you? Just stop it.
This big thing, this whole bunch of things.
I didn't say anything to her because it wasn't that, but I'm like, my God. And this guy, you're like, do you think he's like, I don't get paid enough for this. Shut up. You know? Have you ever seen anybody freak out at a restaurant? What was it over? You can tweet at Petch Namie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.